All right, thank you for joining us this morning in our Commissioner's Court in our special meeting here today. As we have a call to order, is there someone here who would lead us in our opening invitation, volunteer to come forward and lead us in opening prayer? Someone do that for us? Yes, Billy, please, that'd be great. Let's all stand together. And Billy, would you also lead us in our pledges?
Sure.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for today. We ask your blessing on our meeting. We thank you for the work that's being done in our county. We thank you for the privilege of living in this wonderful place with growth and all that's happening. We ask that you would bless our decisions that we make today. Keep us wise and keep us honest, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, and you may be seated. Let the record reflect that all are present today. At this time, we have our citizens' comments. And you're welcome to come forward. You have 3 minutes to make comments today. And in doing so, if you state your name, state what your topic that you want to talk about as it relates to our items that are on the agenda. And if you choose not to do it here, we have an open public hearing that's coming up where you can actually have some discussion. So you have a choice in how you want to do that today. So with that in mind, is there anyone here who would like to make comments on anything that has to do with either our budget or our rates or any of the things that are on the agenda? If not, then let's move forward. At this time, we're going to recess the County Commissioner's Court to convene public hearing. And the public hearing has to do with our proposed budget and also for public hearing concerning our tax rate. Amy?
At this point, we're going to conduct a public hearing on the proposed county budget for fiscal year ending September 30th, 2023. Is anybody here to speak about that? Any comments?
See no one.
Conduct a public hearing on the fiscal year 2022 tax rate. Is anybody here to speak about that?
I see none.
So you can reconvene court.
Thank you. We reconvene. Concerning then the budget, we consider to discuss and adopt the budget for fiscal year ending September 30th, 2023. Do I have a motion to adopt the budget?
Move.
Is it?
Wait, I think we missed all that, Amy.
Public hearing's now closed.
Yeah, we closed the public hearing.
Are you guys here to comment on it?
We can't. Can you reopen the public hearing?
Yes, if there's a motion from the court to reopen the public hearing, that probably needs to be done.
Yeah, okay. Is there anybody who would make that
Is there
motion?
Anybody who would make a motion to reopen the public hearing on the budget and the tax rate? I know. Judge?
Fine, I'll move to open the public hearing.
I'll second that motion.
We're the public.
It's all right. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we've gone back to public hearing. Are there any comments that you'd like to make?
Conduct a public hearing on the proposed county budget for September 30th, 2023. Is anybody here to speak?
I don't see anyone raising their hand again. Is there anyone that's going to speak?
Commissioner. I got you. Let me just...
Thank y'all. All right, Jennifer Eckhart. I live in Magnolia.
Can you speak into the microphone, please?
Sorry. I just wanted to touch on a few things. I think we're all very concerned about the raising of taxes. I think that goes unsaid with the incredible inflation we're having. Two of the things that we need gas to work and food to eat, and those are the two of the most expensive things right now. So I know everybody's struggling with the thought of increased taxes. But the other thing that gave me pause is that I was looking at just the overall management and the increase in some of these salaries. I know you guys have heard from me before that you're some of the highest paid commissioners in Texas, especially for a county this size, and so that's very concerning still. But the other things that jump out at me are some of these raises that are as high as 20%. for a administrative manager and a chief of staff that is now making more than some of our department heads and elected officials. I know Commissioner Nowak said that he didn't want to pay the department head of the animal services $150,000. But yet now your chief of staff is making $152,250. So I find that embarrassing that we're going to give such huge raises on top of these tax increases. So really, you're overpaying. It makes me suspicious why you're overpaying two of your main employees compared to everybody else.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? All right. State your name for the record, please. Go ahead.
Dawn Bednarz. Basically, it's kind of the same thing. I went through the budget and looked at it. Some of it makes sense. Some of it, I'm just like, I don't understand. You know, we're increasing so much money in some areas, and then we're blaming it on this or that, and we're neglecting, like, payroll. You said an article I read, I can't remember who it was quoting, but said, well, we had to increase because we're adding a county court judge at law position. And they said how much that is. But didn't mention the $600,000+ in payroll expenses, which is brand new. And you're saying, oh, it's because of all this other stuff, but you don't mention all the other new positions. And the new positions and the new expenditures kind of really surprised me. And again, of course, the salaries for the commissioner's court and your admins. It's embarrassing. So I really would like y'all to look at that and maybe think about it and see. And then also consider that when you're looking at other employees and other departments. Okay?
Since the public hearing, I'm curious, as you bring up the issue of the CCL court and additional individuals, you do realize that when we add a court, we add people.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, so the court cost, I understand.
Right.
And y'all use that as an excuse for raising above no revenue. But you don't mention adding the payroll, which was about equivalent in cost. And that's where I'm getting confused. In your defenses of this, you pick and choose things that you know that everybody's going to be like, well, we need that court of law. But you don't bring out the other big expenditures. And I'm waiting for the letter to come out saying, asking every county employee, what payroll errors have you occurred since we changed payroll, since we did a new payroll department? I mean, I guess there's been zero errors, because that's why Melanie was removed from that, and we cost another $600,000+ a year.
Yeah, I just have a question, because I'm curious. I'm not debating you. Okay.
Right.
You said that we've done that, and that's the reason for. Who said that's the reason for?
Let's see. It was an article. And it was an article in the Community Impact newspaper, and it quoted Amanda Carter. Sorry. Yes! saying about the, and it put, and also quoted, okay, now I see I should have highlighted it. This is what happens at 5:00 in the morning. But saying that these are the reasons for the county will also spend $693.805 to launch the new county court law number 6. You didn't mention the $597,473 to launch a payroll department.
There was a net against that. I'm just reminding you, there was a net against that in the treasurer's office, so there was a net difference.
Yeah, so you took...
So, yes, there was...
It didn't even out, though. Hang on.
It did not even out.
No, so there wasn't a net. Right?
The numbers that I gave to the media were numbers that were big impact. Okay, if I was to go through and itemize every single change that there was in the budget from last year to this year, I would still be here today.
Oh, and I get that. I get that. It was just, that was one thing that just jumped out at me. Because this, you're saying it's net, because you took money away from the elected treasurer and gave it...
I didn't take anything.
...to your chief of staff.
You haven't given anything.
So I don't get that that's a net. But that's okay. But you know what else, Amanda? I didn't study accounting. So,
Okay.
I'll give you that. So those are things, $6.1 million in community improvement using 381 and TIRZ. That's a lot of money. That's a huge increase from last year. Yeah, we're growing. We want to grow, but we want to do it responsibly.
Do you know how a TIRZ or a 381 operates? Do you know how it works?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Do you know what a 381 is or a TIRZ or how it works?
Yes.
Do you know how? What is the purpose of a 381?
It is to encourage development within the community, and the TIRZ also, they just kind of go hand in hand, and they go in hand with the new constitutional amendment Texas is trying to do, SJ 399, I believe, or 699.
Because many of these agreements were put into place before any of us were even on this court.
We can't. How come we had zero budget for it last year and 6,100 this year?
That's not the case. Every year there is a budget for the TIRZ, and it increases as value increases. So a developer comes in and they build a road, and they do not, the county doesn't build that road. The developer puts in a road or
a piece
of infrastructure, and as the value on that property increases over time, they are reimbursed for that roadway that the county may have had to have built. And so these agreements, some this court voted on, some we did not, but the total of those do continue to increase, and so we're still paying for things that the previous courts have put together.
These zones help finance cost of redevelopment and promote growth in areas that would otherwise not attract sufficient market development in a timely manner. That's what you're saying?
I didn't say any of that.
Well, that's what the TIRZ does. That's what the TIRZ does.
That's what your reading says that they do, but how I explained it is how I...
But what I'm reading is what the law says. Does that not matter to you?
I didn't question.
Let me say this.
I'm just saying there's things that we're just like, and you're raising our tax rates. Oh, you're not raising our tax rates. You're raising above no new revenue.
Right.
And I'm looking at some of these expenditures, and I'm thinking, is this really what we need to be doing as a county? I mean, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't have the answer. But I think there's just a lot of increases that maybe should be relooked at.
Well, I appreciate that. Attention.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I did as much research as I could. I tried. And again, no, I'm not an accountant, but I can read. And I can look up Texas law.
Thank you. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming and sharing that with us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to share anything with us today as it relates to this?
My name is Cindy Phillips. I think I'll be brief. I was just looking at some different things within the different precincts and just curious. The one that stood out to me is the proposal for the budget in the budget for the chief of staff. I guess I'm not understanding why some precincts need chief of staff and some don't, but I'm looking at, of course, precinct 2 and precinct 3 have in the budget for a chief of staff, and I know precinct 4 had one. So there's nothing in the proposed, but maybe I'm missing it, but I don't see anything in the proposed budget for 2023 for chief of staff. Am I missing that? For precinct 4, like, is that going to be something the new precinct or the new commissioner comes in and does he not get a choice?
That'll be up to Matt Gray.
But I guess what I'm asking is, I'm like Dawn. Except she's smarter than me. I don't do numbers, I don't do math, but I'm just looking at if I was putting together a budget for the following year, and there's nothing in that budget, like in my household budget. If I don't budget for the gas in my car, I'm not going anywhere.
That'll be up to him. I needed one. I was blessed to have Phyllis Martin, the chief financial officer from Montgomery.
Commissioner Lance, I understand that. I'm asking you, I guess I'm just asking, is this, when I'm looking at the proposed budget for 2023 and I look under chief of staff for precinct 4, I see zero proposed dollars. Does that mean that there's nothing budgeted? He can make up his own budget when he comes in? Or is this, I guess, help me understand, are we voting in a budget for 2023 and that's what we go with for 2023? When January 2023 rolls around, that's what we're talking about, right?
Correct.
Okay, so if I'm looking at my household and I'm budgeting for January 2023 through December 2023, and I don't budget in for my car insurance, I'm not going to drive my car.
First of all, chiefs of staff are not required by statute for any.
Okay.
Each of the commissioner has have the opportunity to do it if they choose to do so.
Okay.
So without Commissioner Metz is not going to be part of the picture here, and it's come January.
Correct.
And Matt Gray will have that option. He also has a road and bridge fund that he can work with in order to get where we need to be, possibly, but that's going to be a choice that he has to make. And as a court, we don't make that choice for him. And plus, my chief of staff, is a great ear for our other commissioners on questions of policy or procedure or whatever.
Okay.
And as Matt comes in, that's a choice he has to make.
I understand
so
that.
We don't budget for it unless it is actually something that is there.
Okay.
So for a commissioner, our budgets operate differently than everybody else. Our budgets come from the Road and Bridge Fund.
Okay.
And the Road and Bridge Fund can only be used on road and bridge functions.
Okay.
And our staff is part of that function. So a commissioner, you may have one commissioner like me. I have the smallest staff of any commissioner because I have a different precinct than they do. They have a much larger precinct, different types of roads, more roads.
Right.
So they need way more staff than I do. I have to spend more money on materials, and my road and bridge crew is much smaller. So I could hire 80 people, or I could hire 8 people, for example, in my office. I have 4 people that work in my office. That's it. Those are the people who work in the front office. They work hard.
I understand that. It's different.
What I'm saying is, so Matt Gray, when he comes in,
right,
he can allocate those resources. He can say, I want 10 people or I want 100 people. And
so
he has the authority within his budget to allow for that. So Matt can create a chief of staff, but it will not affect the county budget.
Okay.
Because the Road and Bridge Fund is distinct and separate, and it pretty much stays the same year after year.
So that's like a pile of money that you can pull out and do what you want with that pile of money, is what I'm understanding.
The Road and Bridge.
Okay.
Function.
That makes sense. I'm looking at this going, if I'm budgeting for something, I would estimate something.
That's a fair question.
But he's not here to do that, so he's still the commissioner.
I understand. I just was thinking, to me it wouldn't matter. As long as if there's a position there that's going to be filled, I would think that you would allocate something in case. And, hey, if you didn't choose one, there's a buffer, right? I guess that's what I was just looking at going, I guess I'm not understanding this pile of money somewhere that's in the Road and Bridge thing that you can pull from. That's like a slush fund, maybe, kind of?
No, it's not a slush fund.
So what it is
budget.
So each commissioner has a set budget. So Commissioner Walker's budget is the same as Commissioner Riley's budget, and Commissioner Riley's budget is the same as Commissioner Noah.
Right.
And Knox is the same as Metz.
Right.
But what they do with that budget is different, right? So maybe one of them puts money into personnel, the other one puts it into operations. Right now, Commissioner Metz's budget, there's more money in operations this year than there was last year in personnel. So that's the difference between Commissioner Metz's budget.
Okay.
If it's just a reallocation of those resources from salary and benefits to operations or capital outlay. Those are the 4 categories that the Commissioner's Court adopt the budget on.
I was just making sure. I just wanted to make sure that there was enough that we are staying even in each precinct.
Yes, that's the calculation that we do every year.
Okay, just observations from someone who doesn't do a lot of, I just do my household stuff, and I know that if I don't budget for something, it ain't going to happen. But, you know, when we're in, especially the times that we're in now, it's like eat or draw, you know, you have to allocate.
But we have explained now how this works, so it's clear now, hopefully. I mean, you may not agree, but this
No. Yeah, I mean,
if you have any specific questions, feel free to reach out to us. We'll answer those questions for you.
Okay.
We have no problem doing that.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate your comments. Is there anyone else? All right. And this concludes our public hearing. Let's move on to reconvene court and take appropriate action. Amy, if you would.
We did the tax rate.
He's going to make a motion.
Okay.
All right.
Consider, discuss, the and adopt the budget for the fiscal year.
Do I have a motion to adopt the budget?
Move.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Tammy.
All right, let's move forward. Tax assessor, Tammy McCray.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. First item is to adopt a tax rate for the 2022 ad valorem M&O. And so I need a motion that the property tax rate be increased by the adoption of a tax rate of 0.3742, which is effectively a 12.98% increase in the tax rate.
Move.
I move to set the 2022 ad valorem tax rate for maintenance and operations at 3266. That's all one motion.
Do a move.
Okay.
You have a motion or a second?
Second.
Oh, is there something that you'd like to else mention, Commissioner Metz, or you've made the motion?
I made the motion. I'm
all right. Is there a second?
No, no.
All right. Is there any more discussion?
I made the second, and just that the 3742 is lower than the published rate.
That is correct. The published rate was 3764. This is lower.
There you go. All right. Is there any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. Item 9B, I need a motion to set the 2022 ad valorem tax rate for debt service at 0.0476.
Move on that as well.
Is there a second? We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All right, all in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay,
Stand
thank you.
Proceed.
Item 9C is we will allocate the 2022 ad valorem tax rate for road and bridge. That allocation for road and bridge would be 0.2876. The general fund would be 0.2876. Road and bridge would be 0.0390. And the debt service would be 0.0476. I need a motion for that, please.
All right. Do we have a motion to approve?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that so much. At this time, we're going to have a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all. Thank you, folks, for coming and
will Evan explain any of the...
and having our discussion. Thank you all for being here today. We appreciate it.
Yeah. I think...
that's the way it should be. There you go, boys.